It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Hello and welcome back to episode 8 of the worst podcast ever. I'm your host, Danny Two Times, and back with us, back again, is Janice 2.0. How's it going?
Fine.
I see you have a candy cane. Looks very sharp.
You're very observant.
Anyway, guys, quick disclaimer, this podcast is completely false. None of what you're about to hear is real. So just keep that in mind, and hopefully you didn't just not hear what I just said, because it's pretty important. Anyway, insane topics today. Insane, okay? These are the latest headlines, and I'm pretty shocked, okay? So there has been news about Howie Mandel. You know, what's he planning? Where is he going? 4 a.m., 3 a.m. at night. He is out. He's in a gray van traveling around Los Angeles. We don't know why. So we're going to find the bottom. We're going to get to the bottom of that. Segment number two. Who is J.D. Power? And what gives him the authority to tell me what I can fucking buy with my fucking money? And topic number three, we got something really special for you guys today. We are going to be doing a new segment, Two Truths and a Lie. So, as you may know, this podcast is entirely made of false information, just spreading false information. So, this segment, we're actually going to be including something that's true. But will you be able to tell with our strategically placed fake stories in comparison, which kind of also sound real, as real as the real one yesterday?
Dude, nothing in the news even sounds real, so good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, so make sure you guys stick around for that new segment. See if you can guess which of the three stories is real. We don't think you're going to be able to do it. All right, so topic number one, Howie, what are you doing? Where are you going? 4 a.m. at night, gray van, Los Angeles. What do you think, Janice? What's he up to?
Probably just regular sus celebrity shit. I mean, what they're all probably into.
He has been spotted with several snakes. Is this something? I know you're a specialist in study of pythons and other snakes.
So he has been pictured with a Burmese python. As we all know, they are gentle giants, but he's also been shown with the diamondback cobra. So that is an incredibly deadly snake.
Very, very deadly, yeah.
Very deadly snake. So what are his motivations? Only he really knows. Is he trapping children with trained snakes? I'm not saying he is.
Well,
we don't know that he's not.
Let's look at the facts, okay? So if you go to statistics.gov and you can actually look up Howie Mandel's expenditures, he spent over 47% of his portfolio investing in cloning technologies. So we think that Howie is going to clone these snakes and basically just unleash an army. They're like, we're talking snakes on planes and not on planes.
Both on them, in them, around them, and below them.
We're talking snakes in your dreams, okay? Like Freddy Krueger snakes. So it's bad. Anyway, that was a stupid topic. Let's just move on. Who the fuck is JD Power? I want to fucking know.
No one knows.
I want to fucking know. I want to fucking know who this fucking guy is.
No one fucking knows.
Because when I go to buy my car, I got to hear about JD Power. JD Power and Hankook tires. It seems like every car commercial we see on the television, we hear about this guy named JD Power, but...
JD Power approves. JD Power certified. Who the fuck is JD Power and why do I give a rat's ass
what
he has to say about cars?
Let me ask you this, listener. Have you ever questioned this? You know, we need to question these things in our lives, you know? Who is JD Power? What are his plans? And why is he just everywhere with the car commercials?
It's really unfair because clearly he's just someone who's been able to pay his way. We don't know this man. He hasn't interacted with the people. He hasn't come down from his golden pedestal to interact with the people. But he has the audacity to decide what is a good or bad car. We don't have credentials. We don't have receipts.
Mm. But when you ask yourself, who really is JD Power? Do you know? Or do you just blindly follow the same marketing techniques that these big car companies use? They invent some kind of certification or some kind of certification that seems to add some kind of value to the car. So anyway, we did some investigating and we found JD Power.
Janice on the Streets 2.0.
Let's take it to Janice on the Streets. Janice, what did you find when we, or when you checked out JD Power's home address?
JD Power lives in a junkyard.
No.
Yes.
He's a junk man.
He is the junk man.
Is he like the junk slum lord or of sorts?
His throne was crafted out of
metal.
Past cars. Oh. It was metal. Mostly plastic because cars right now aren't that great. However, there was metal.
Okay, so you're telling me he's using cars to create a throne of trash made of cars that he...
Trash cars, yes.
That he...
lots of Subaru BRZs.
That he reigns from.
Yeah.
Why? Why is he doing this? What does JD Power get out of being a trash lord, being a slum lord, commanding an army of slaves? What does he get out of this?
If you think about it, his entire business model, we got to take a few steps back and look at the big picture, okay? You got to think about the big picture. Mm. So what JD Power, no one really knows, what he's doing, he leaves tiny little nails and tacks throughout the village in which he lives. And he's the only junkyard in town. So for miles, what he does... Okay. The people drive over the tax, they get a flat tire, they go to JD Powell, they go to his junkyard, and they say, hey, do you have a better car? And they say, well, how do I know I can trust you? He's like, hey, it's JD Power certified.
Well, he could be a government spy because they run over the tax and then they gotta pay tax on the tires, right?
Yeah.
And you know what else I heard is that JD Power, he wasn't always called JD Power. He used to be called... JD, not very powerful.
JD not very powerful?
Yeah, so...
I think I met him on, like, an AIM chat back in the day.
What's the opposite of power?
Weak?
I was going to say like J.D.
J.D. Weekman.
J.D. Weekman.
Yeah.
J.D. Weekman. Wheat man. His body was made of wheat.
He's also the person responsible for saying Wheaties.
Bring me the wheat.
Smarter.
But I think the real question is J.D. Power getting too powerful?
Some would have to say yes.
Right?
I mean, clearly.
So I mean, how many cars?
He's running an empire.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, how many cars do you think he has in his possession right now? Probably over several billion, right?
I could barely get through. It was such a large junkyard and it was impossible to get past the dogs. So I was just kind of like looking at it from only the front. The sides were also guarded by green men.
Green men. Okay.
Yes, I don't want to say the word aliens because I don't know where they were from, but they were in fact green.
What does J.D. Power look like?
He's very hard to see because he wears. He's very hard to see because he wears chainmail, handcrafted, also out of car parts, along with a half helmet. So.
Why is he geared up for battle? What is he training for?
He must just believe that's the way. He's got a throne as well.
Well, I don't like it. I don't like the looks
obviously,
of it.
Obviously, yeah. No, everyone should be scared, I think.
Yeah, this is bad news, guys.
Very bad.
So make sure you're making informed decisions about your vehicle purchases, guys. Don't believe J.D. Power. He just wants more power. Okay. Let's go on to the new segment. Today, we are doing two truths and a lie. This is the first ever segment where we actually will say something that is true. But it's going to be so ridiculous that you'll probably have a hard time figuring it out. So here we go. Topic number one, a man in Kentucky licked a jellyfish and then proclaimed that he could see the future. What do you think about that, Janice? Do you think there's any truth to this at all?
So if it was a Florida man, I would have no problem believing this was true. But because it's Kentucky, I don't know. Was he on vacation and he's just from Kentucky?
No,
Kentucky's landlocked.
It says
isn't it?
A Kentucky native in the article.
Okay. Then, I mean, I don't know. That could be true.
Okay. Second topic of our two truths and a lie, lizard wedding in Philadelphia. A real wedding was held for a lizard and a seagull with an actual. Officiant who legally married these two animals. Okay. So that is the second segment. I mean, what do you think about that, Janice? Do you think there's any truth to that at all?
I mean, okay, I'm from Philly. It's possible, but I doubt it. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, we do some wild, do some wild shit, but you'd think like your neighbors would like notice if you were marrying a lizard, like if you had all like your friend, like what you're inviting, like all your friends and family over to, like, who would do that?
Yeah. I mean, a couple photos and videos have surfaced actually. There were, seems like almost 100 people there, all dressed formally.
Okay, that has to be an AI picture because ain't no way 100 people are fitting in a Philly apartment.
Yeah. Well, it does look a little AI. So that might be fake. And then topic number three, our last topic, is will half of Australia become submerged by spiders by the year 2037?
Ooh, I think that's true.
I actually have seen this before.
Okay.
Totally. I'm not lying. Not kidding. There actually were articles about this. Mm. You saw one, right, on Newswire?
If you sent it to me, I'm sorry, I probably
Australia didn't almost, Australia to be enveloped by spiders by year 2037. Harvard scientists predict. It was published in 2021. Anyway, if you guys want to download that, you just Google half of Australia submerged by spiders by 2037.
So that's the true one then?
Well, we can't say, I mean, could be fake. I don't know.
All right, write in, guys. What do you think was the truth? Which one?
Yes.
Danny Two Times will reveal it on the next episode of the podcast.
That's smart. See, that's how you make more content. If anyone else wants to do that.
So do you want to let them know what the email is?
Yes. Send your emails to DannyMF2Times@gmail.com. You can send us topics that you'd like us to cover. Just make sure that they are made up and really funny, or else we won't do it. Speaking of, let's check the Gmail.
Ah, yes, the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail.
Let's check Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail. Yeah.
Gotta check the Gmail.
Gotta check the Gmail.
Whoa. That was by accident. Cool. All right. So let's check the Gmail.
Ooh, I love this girl. Maxine writes in, subject line, fuck you, all lowercase. Nice touch. Nice touch.
Fuck you. Oh, damn.
Yeah, nice touch.
What the hell?
So her message reads, hey guys, hate your podcast. Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Damn.
Your podcast is actually so bad that I threw my phone out the window and now can only communicate via email, so fuck you.
Well, why didn't she just go get the phone?
Damn, Maxine. I'm assuming the phone is like broken. She threw it out the window.
Well, I mean,
maybe she was driving.
How high of a height are we talking here? Because
clearly enough that she only has email to communicate.
So we're going to end the podcast on a bad note there.
That was the worst start to a new segment I think we've ever done, but it's also our first new segment. So,
but yeah, quick recap on the two truths and the lie. Quick recap on the two truths and a lie segment. We got number one, man touches meteorite, claims he can see the future. Number two, lizard wedding in Philadelphia. Or number three, half of Australia becoming submerged by spiders by year 2037. You decide. Send an email to DannyMF2Times@gmail.com. See if you can guess it right. If you guess it right, we might just give you a prize. Come
take, a verbal prize.
Accept your prize. You will get a prize. Anyway, this has been episode 8. Of the worst podcast ever.
We hope you had a terrible time.
It's all lies. It's all lies.